You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Hello, hello. This is Brooke Devard. You're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. This is going to be a solo mini episode. Today's topic is 3 simple steps you can take to have a more natural approach to your skincare and hair care. As you guys know, this is something I'm really passionate about, and I've been making my own beauty products for years now. So I kind of have just like this apothecary of base oils and carrier oils and essential oils and different waxes and butters and droppers. Like, I've got all of the things, but I also realize it can be intimidating and you have to start somewhere. So I'm just going to take like 100 steps back and talk to you about the 3 things you can do if you want to start having a more natural approach to your skincare routine. My skin has benefited from it a ton. It's been super educational. It's been really fun. It's also much better for the environment. So I hope that this is something that you consider. And if you already do this stuff, like, share with a friend, because I think a lot of people don't realize how easy it is to make these swaps. So 1, I, for many years, ever since I started wearing eye makeup at about 15 years old, I guess, I started wearing like heavy eyeliner and mascara. I would take off my eye makeup with the like Almay. Yeah, the brand is Almay. Those eye makeup remover pads. They're sold in like a little plastic cylinder. And then in that package, you get, I don't know, maybe 60 or 90 pads that are like almost pre-oiled. I think you guys know what I'm talking about. But this is a huge waste of money and a huge waste of just like plastic and packaging. And it is so much easier to remove your eye makeup with a really good carrier oil. Like, you want to find a good moisturizing oil. So here are some oils that are really kind and gentle and nourishing for your skin. Grapeseed oil is always going to be the 1 oil that I recommend to you guys because it works with pretty much every skin type. It's great for sensitive skin, and it's also pretty low cost compared to the other oils. Jojoba oil, I would say, is like the ultimate carrier oil. But jojoba oil can be a little bit expensive. So if you're just thinking about like just removing your eye makeup, I'm going to say grapeseed oil is great. Also, everyone has olive oil at home. Olive oil is also great for this purpose. A lot of people use coconut oil on their skin with no issues. I am not one of those people. Coconut oil can cause breakouts, and I would just, for me, this is my personal advice, I would avoid coconut oil on your hair and skin. I think it's fine for your body, but I think that if you're, the eye area is so delicate and you don't want to do anything to cause irritation in that area. So I love grapeseed oil for eye makeup removal. If you want to go a step further, you can get into oil cleansing. Now, the oil cleansing method, there's been a ton of talk about it. You have to use the oil cleansing method in addition to a traditional cleanser. If you are a makeup wearer like me, like, oil is not going to be enough, but it's great to start breaking down the makeup, especially if you have a lot of makeup on after a heavy day. I never go in straight with the cleanser because it's just going to be wasted product. Like, you're going to need so much of it. I love just massaging a ton of oils into my skin to start breaking down the makeup. So for the oil cleansing method, you want to use castor oil and then an additional carrier oil. And you're going to think about it in almost 3 parts, right? So if you have oily skin, you want to use 2 parts castor oil and 1 part carrier oil. If you have normal skin, you want to use equal parts carrier oil and castor oil. And if you have dry skin, you want to use 1 part castor oil and 2 parts carrier oil if you have dry skin. And if you have dry skin, for carrier oils, I love avocado seed oil mixed with the castor oil. That's great. Pumpkin seed oil is one that I've had a lot of success with. Even using pumpkin seed oil instead of castor oil has been great. But with the oil cleansing method, you just massage all of the oils into your face, take your time with it, maybe spend 4 to 5 minutes just making sure all of the oils are penetrating your skin. And again, these are like teaspoons. So when I say 2 parts castor oil and 1/3 carrier oil, that's 2 teaspoons and 1 teaspoon. Or if you're doing equal parts, like you just want to have 1.5 teaspoons of the carrier oil and 1.5 teaspoons of the castor oil. I also always make too much, but you just want to start massaging it into your skin with all of your makeup on. You don't have to do anything. And then you want to start running some hot water, take a washcloth, run the washcloth under the hot water, and then put that over your face. And you can start to feel like the makeup and all of the like grime and dirt from the day dissolve. And then you're going to sort of like wipe everything down. Again, a warm washcloth, and you'll see most of the makeup that you have on slowly coming off. And then you're ready to go to cleanse. Some people just do the oil. I like cleansing after. I think that's the best way to ensure that your skin is truly clean. But what's great about this is like you're nourishing your skin and you're getting that skin hydration. Okay, so that's oils for just taking off makeup and removing the dirt and grime of the day. The second thing you can do to have a more natural beauty routine would be to go to your kitchen and start making face masks. Like I think face masks are so popular. Everyone loves the Korean sheet masks. Like I get it, sort of. It's kind of convenient, but it's honestly not really that convenient. I feel like when I have a sheet mask on, I'm sort of paralyzed. Like I can't even walk around the house. When you make your own mask, whether that's from oatmeal or honey, or it gives you more flexibility also, I think, to make some of these at home. And it's just so much better for the environment. Like every single sheet mask is packaged in a little individual packet that is so unnecessary. And for me, as someone who really cares about ingredients and what's going on their skin, my bigger concern with the Korean sheet masks is like, guess what? Like I don't read Korean, so I actually have no idea what I'm putting on my face. I do like sometimes research and look online and get the ingredient list, but I don't know the source of that information. It's just the whole thing just makes me anxious. And I think more people really need to get into making their own face masks with what they have in their kitchen, because the results, like I promise you, the results are evident from the first time you do it. So one of the easiest things to use for a face mask is yogurt. You want to have full fat, organic yogurt. Think Greek yogurt. You can also use goat's milk yogurt, but yogurt is filled with lactic acid, which is great. That's basically an exfoliator for the skin. It's also nourishing, so it's not going to dry your skin out. And yogurt also contains zinc, calcium, and vitamin B. So you're getting all of those benefits directly onto your skin. It moisturizes and hydrates your skin. It brightens your skin. It also helps with under eye circles. And if you've had any sort of like skin irritation or a burn or anything that's kind of making your skin inflamed, yogurt will calm everything down. And there's so many things you can add to a yogurt face mask. Again, I always make too much when I'm making face masks, but think about you're starting with like 2 tablespoons of yogurt, and then you can add in some fun extras. So raw honey is amazing because it has antibacterial properties, but it also moisturizes skin. You can add Manuka honey if you're feeling extra fancy. Manuka honey is pretty pricey. I buy it like maybe once a year to treat myself. I don't have any currently. And I found that raw honey is just as effective in terms of adding it as an ingredient to face masks. I love adding turmeric. You guys, this is the logo for the Naked Beauty podcast is me in a turmeric face mask with some, you know, a designer layered some glitter over it. But I love a turmeric face mask. It is so good for hyperpigmentation, for brightening skin. You only need a tiny bit of turmeric. I would not add more than a teaspoon of turmeric to your face mask. Turmeric does stain, so you have to be careful as you're making a turmeric face mask. I actually apply my turmeric face mask. I used to do it directly with my hands, but my hands kept getting stained. So I now apply it with an old paintbrush that I have, which is really fun. But that's an amazing, amazing face mask. I promise if you do a turmeric face mask maybe once or twice a week for a month, you will see a difference in your skin, guaranteed. And I think there are very few face masks that you can buy at your local beauty store that are going to give you these type of results. Like nature works, and you shouldn't be wary of the effectiveness of some of these natural at-home remedies. And the same reason that foods are good for the rest of our body, right? So like the reason that avocado and banana is really good for us because it has a lot of vitamins and minerals and lots of nice healthy fats. That's the same science that applies to why it's good for your skin or good for your hair. So that brings me into another thing you can make in your kitchen, hair masks. My whole introduction into natural beauty was because I started trying to figure out my natural hair and I started watching all of these YouTube videos and like learning how to mix all these different things together. And I was like, wow, this is working a lot better than that Shea Moisture deep conditioning mask that I bought at CVS. Like I started basically putting two and two together and realizing that stuff that comes from nature can sometimes just be so much more effective. Banana hair masks are amazing. You do have to puree the banana. And I have had a bad experience where I wasn't able to rinse everything out. So just be wary of that. If that sounds like too much work, apple cider vinegar to rinse and clarify your hair is something that I do every single wash day. Even when I'm shampooing, I'll just do like a simple apple cider vinegar rinse. I dilute the apple cider vinegar with just regular water. There is a smell, there is a fragrance, but it dissipates very quickly. You can add lavender essential oil if you just can't stand the smell of vinegar, but that is like a very, very easy thing you can do for your hair. And apple cider vinegar is just good to have on hand anyway. It's great to drink with water. You can use it in face masks and it's really good to clarify your hair. It gives your hair shine. It helps the elasticity of your hair and it just makes sure that your hair is clean. If you have curly hair, it also for me really brings out the curl in my hair. So I love using that. Last but not least, I just want to give you guys some of my favorite carrier oils. And carrier oils are really used to dilute essential oils. So you never want to put essential oils directly onto your skin. It can cause a lot of irritation. I know some people do tea tree treatments on their face. I would avoid that. You always want to dilute essential oils with a carrier oil. Avocado oil, again, wonderful. Jojoba oil, so good for the skin, deeply nourishing, deeply moisturizing. And what's great about jojoba oil, especially if you're going to do like a facial serum or make your own facial treatment, it's not greasy. It absorbs into the skin really, really well. So even if you have oily skin, jojoba oil is going to be great for you. Apricot kernel oil. This is a new one that I got into in 2019. I love this oil for my skin. It's a really great oil. And then you can start thinking about getting into specialty oils, rosehip oil, sea buckthorn oil, borage oil. Let's save that for another episode. This is just the baseline. But invest in a good carrier oil. You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Now, my final tip for ways that you can make your skincare routine more natural. This is my absolute favorite DIY at-home beauty thing to make of all time because it is so easy and the results are so much better than anything you could buy at a store. And this is making your own body scrub. A lot of people get fancy and they use different types of brown sugar. I use plain white sugar and then I mix some of my favorite moisturizing oils, sweet almond oil, apricot kernel seed oil, avocado oil. And then I add all of my favorite essential oils. So I'll add lemon essential oil, grapefruit essential oil. That will be a nice energizing body scrub mix. You can add lavender and frankincense if you want kind of like a calming aromatherapy experience. There are so many different combinations, but making your own body scrub is such a rewarding feeling because it takes absolutely no time. And even if you don't have these fancy oils, I would really encourage you take some sugar that you have. I know you have sugar at home and take some olive oil just do like a lip mask for yourself. Do like an exfoliating lip treatment. Like make a paste, rub it around your lips. You can use a toothbrush if you really want to like go in, and then rinse it off, and you will see how smooth and supple your lips are. I see people doing lip masks, like actually going to the store, spending money on a lip mask treatment. And it's just, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense because we have these things that are readily available to us. And I would really encourage you just try to play around in this realm. I used to love sugar scrubs and I would buy them from all of these brands. I had sugar scrubs from Fresh, from Maui Moisture, from The Body Shop, from so many different brands. And I can honestly tell you that making them at home is just better. You don't have fragrances. You don't have any like synthetic dyes. It's all natural. And if you want to get extra fancy, you can add in some whipped shea butter with the sugar. That makes it that much more moisturizing. But that's like one of my favorite tips. And sugar scrub, like the DIY sugar scrub, makes a fabulous gift. So if you're like thinking about what to get your friend or your mom or a loved one, like make them a homemade sugar scrub. They will be so grateful, I promise you. And if you start to make them more and more for yourself, you'll start to learn different blends that you like, the oil ratio that works best for you. It's just a very rewarding experience. It's very easy to do. Just take 20 minutes out of your weekend and make your own sugar scrub. You will thank me for it. All right, guys, that is the end of this little mini episode. I hope you're inspired to try to make some of your own natural beauty products. I've certainly loved the experience of doing this. I find it to be really empowering. And as you do it, like share your journey. Tag me. I'm at Naked Beauty Planet. I would love to see the things that you guys are making along the way in this journey. And yeah, enjoy. It's better for the planet and better for your skin. So it's a win-win. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. I will be back on Monday with a full interview.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.